This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with several participants in various enterprises that I have a hand in. We get together every week at this time to discuss the Talkers Charts. It happens the week of February 20th to the 24th. Is in our purview, the stories, the people, and the elements that have made good conversation in News Talk Radio circles this week. And let's see, who do we have on deck? We have Victoria Keelan is here, who will say hello.
Hello.
No, you didn't say it. It's like, hello.
Well, why am I supposed to say hello? It like you say it?
I say hello. Oh, because I'm
I just said hello.
Hello.
That's as peppy as you're going to get.
That's that it, huh?
Yes, that's it.
And then there's Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, who has
Please
a nice hello.
Please don't critique me.
Hello.
Hello. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, for the discerning listener, as a matter of fact, this gentleman appears on many of the same radio stations this program is on through, frankly, just the luck of the Irish. And his name is Benson. That's got to be is that an Irish name, Benson?
It is absolutely not an Irish name.
It isn't. What is it?
It is, I think it's English.
I think.
It's a little English name. You know how it is. It's all right, though.
Chad Benson, ladies and gentlemen. Every once in a while, we get together with the radio hosts to discuss the issues of the week. We're able to bring in folks who are good radio people from around the country, and now he's exposed to the complete world being on this program. Chad Benson, afternoon host on Radio America. You are on from 3 to 6 West Coast time, right?
Yeah, that is correct, 3 to 6 West Coast time. And, of course, today, you know, bright and early here, 5 a.m. West Coast time. But I got up early for you, Doug, because
still
you're
still on 3 to 6, though, Chad, so that's exciting. It's just a.m. this time.
Yeah, that's how the other half lives, Chad. That's the reality here. All right, so the idea, the object here is to go through. I'm going to list the top stories and the top people. We'll talk about some of them, get our spin on them, and hopefully stimulate the ideas that maybe are exchanged between mostly the three. I'll be the referee, as I usually am, but Chad and Victoria and Jennifer can work their way through some of these stories. Number 10 this week on the countdown, the usual sort of focus on what's going on in the world of sports. People still looking for the jersey. Where the hell is that jersey? Anyway, that's the number 10. Number 9, what happened to Kim Jong-nam? What kind of aftershave did he use, and is that how he got dispatched?
It's a tough business being related to Kim Jong-un, that's for sure. Yikes.
The flooding in California, number 8. The CPAC situation this week, number 7. Yeah, okay, this is always a challenge for me. Looking at these names, is it Yiannopoulos, Yahusha, what's it? Anyway.
Just say Milo.
Milo. You're low. We're low. Number 6. The vandalism at the Jewish cemetery, number 5, retaking Mosul from Daesh, number 4, some of the town halls that are being held around the country, number 3, I suppose that's reference to at least one of them last weekend, the Trump visit to Melbourne, Trump in the transgender bathroom order, good God save us from all that stuff, would you please? And number 1, immigration policy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, the president, although last week he occupied the top 6, only the top 2 this week, must be losing some ground. Yeah, right. Number 10 on the people list this week, Melania and Ivanka are tied. Betsy DeVos, what a horror show. Number 9, John Kelly is 8, Rex Tillerson is 7, Michael Cohen and Andriy Artemenko. I must admit, I do not have a clue as to what those two are connected.
Michael Cohen is Trump's lawyer.
No.
And there was the rumor going on that he and Andre, you say his name again?
Artemenko? Is it Artemenko? Something like
that. Yeah, Mr. Artemenko. There's some conflicting accounts going on. Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, was over the summer. They said he was in Russia doing the secret plan for world peace. Now those rumors have come back again. Basically, he's been changing his story a little bit about this Russian-Ukrainian peace plan that he was supposedly hand-delivering to Michael Flynn. So it's just more of the Russia-America story.
Right, same.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's see here. At number five, Milo and Marr. Let's see, that is Bill Maher. Rents, I never can pronounce this guy's name. Priebus and Bannon would be tied at number four. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number three. Mike Pence, number two, and Donald Trump, number one. All right, so there's the overview. We've set the stage for the conversation. We'll unleash Chad Benson to the world as we continue on. First, though, I want to help Chad get between the sheets. Chad is perhaps not familiar. Ladies, you want to enlighten Chad as to the value of using parachute sheets, going to parachutehome.com/DJV, and what he will find when he gets there when it comes to modern bedding. Chad, you must need some new sheets, don't you?
Do they come with women?
No, but you'll be able to attract women with these
sheets. Playing guards, right? Perhaps,
yeah.
Yes.
These sheets are like staying in the finest hotel, but you have it every night in your bed. And what's incredibly notable about these sheets is that they have structure, yet they are so soft and breathable and comfortable. So they really stay put. They stay crisp and firm, but yet you still feel like you're getting a cool, comfortable night's sleep. They're fantastic.
Absolutely. Right. And, Chad, do you sleep with a top sheet or do you just use a duvet?
Top sheet.
Okay. Well, they have a top
sheet. That's how I roll.
Well, me too. I'm a top sheeter as well.
It's like almost 50-50, they say, of people who have top sheets or people who don't. So I'm a top sheeter. I have the Venice set because I'm more European, I guess. So it's just the duvet with a fitted sheet and the two pillowcases. But, yeah, these are the best sheets that you'll ever sleep on. They're incredible.
Nobody asked Chad whether he sleeps by himself or not. That was probably...
Well, he asked if it comes with a woman, so we're just assuming he's single.
Maybe he doesn't.
But, I mean, I was, you know, I thought, well, this is great. This is great for my audience. Let me get some of this. Hey, guys, how about these sheets? And they come with a woman.
Yes.
All right. Free gift.
ParachuteHome.com/DJV. When you order, you get free shipping using the DJV, the parachute. If you go to the website and you look at all the things they have, the comfort of the sheets described so well, pillowcases, duvet covers, they have not only bedding, but they have towels, all kinds of things that you will love. You know what the best part of this is? Well, other than the sheets, the fact that you have 60 nights to try it, and if you don't like them, you can send them back. Try that at Macy's or any place else.
Woman, Chad. It doesn't usually.
I was
going
to say, go with a woman. I love the sheets, but the woman.
Yes, good. There's a good combo. All right, so check it out. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. This is fabulous bedding. Right price. Right quality. Everything about it is just right. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door. Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off?
That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Chad Benson is here to discuss the big stories of the week. Okay, so let's describe the kind of program that Chad Benson does. How about we ask, what do you say, ladies? Shall we ask Chad to describe his own program?
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to know.
All right, Chad.
My show is a music-based show. No, it's not. It's talk radio, but we do it a lot different than a lot of these other guys out there.
That's what they all say. Prove it.
We talk about 15-20% politics, and the rest of the time we talk about stuff in life that matters to people like you and I, because let's be real, a lot of these other guys, they pat each other on the back, tell everybody what great Americans they are, and they bore the hell out of everybody. That's not what I do.
So, that is pretty boring. So let's, but I just went through these stories. Which one of those 10 stories jumps out at you? That you've either spent time talking about this week or you wish you had now that I brought it to your attention?
Out of all of these, the thing that jumps out of me the most would be the Kim Jong-nam thing. I find it to be sadly hilarious.
Really? I would agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, let's
definitely
keep going
the craziest
that.
Story of the week, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Was it shaving cream? What did they put on his face that killed him? Anybody figure that out yet?
It was a weapon of mass destruction. It was like some chemical that's classified in that category. Crazy.
Right.
I don't know how they... I guess they smeared... One of the women smeared it on his face, and I guess that's how they delivered it, and then that it killed him. Was it only a few hours later he was dead?
Yeah. And the fact that they talked about, like, this woman had no idea that this was, you know, that, like, they talked about, like... These people were duped into it. They thought they were on a game show, and it was just, the insanity of it all is crazy. We can't put somebody to death here because it takes too long. These people spray something in his face like it's cologne, like you're at the mall, and next thing you know, he's dead.
But you know those
baby.
Wacky Asian game shows? I mean, I can understand. Yeah. That's actually a legitimate excuse.
If it was in Tokyo, I would have totally bought that story. Those Japanese game shows are insane.
So, Chad, is it safe to say you probably didn't spend a lot of time talking about CPAC this week?
We talked a little bit about CPAC. We talked a lot about Milo because I've interviewed Milo. I've met Milo on several occasions.
What do you think of him? How does he impress you?
You know what? He is the greatest self-promoter outside of Don King and definitely inside of the world of politics, the greatest singular self-promoter that's out there.
And what has it got him?
Well, it's got him a lot of money. It's made him quite famous. And in the end, what happened this week was what he said was stupid. Well, he didn't say it this week, but the repercussions of it this week. But I don't think he's a pedophile. And I think he did misspeak. And you know what? He was the Republicans. I get to check every box. He's gay. He's Jewish. It's perfect. He hates the left. Oh my God, we got our guy. Then it went.
Do you think he's done, or do you think he reinvents himself, Chad?
Oh, he'll be fine. I think
he's going to pop up on the left now.
No, he'll reinvent himself as a libertarian, or he'll reinvent himself.
So let's go back a little bit. I was just, as you said that, all I could think about was foot fetish and Morris. Here's a guy. Is that another guy who reinvented himself? He was on the left, and they became the darling of the right. Is he another example of that sort of thing?
You know what? I think he's going to be fine. I think he'll reinvent himself as what he really likes to do is be a provocateur, and I don't think you need to have a party side to be a provocateur. And he'll continue to say outlandish things because that's what gets him paid.
But it's a lot easier for him to be a provocateur on the right. I mean, if you want to just strategize and think, okay, how can I stand out as a gay Jewish guy? Then you want to be on the right because
you
that's
know what?
Where everything's
going.
Right.
Coulter. You want to?
Oh my gosh!
Let him date Ann Coulter.
He did a transition and went over to Ann Coulter. Oh yeah.
21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
After the hour, this is a consumer value hour, in that we have radio talk people talking about the issues of the week from their perspective, the stories, the top items from the charts put together by Talkers Magazine. Chad Benson is here enjoying our company. We're enjoying his. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen will have her 2 cents worth when we get to a point where we need yet one more good point of view. The number five issue or item on the list this week has to do with the vandalism at that cemetery and what it's brought out in Americana about anti-Semitism or anti-anything. I mean, we have so many people who don't like so many other people. And I wonder how, Chad, when you confront these issues on your radio program, Chad's on a radio show, East Coast Time 6 to 9, West Coast Time 3 to 6, is broadcast on a lot of these same stations for Radio America. How do you, if you either start with something like this or somebody says to you, what do you think, Chad, about all this anti-Semitism or all this anti-everything? I mean, somebody, you can find somebody to be against anything or everything. Topsoil. You can find a group of people who don't want us to use topsoil.
You know, this week, the thing I did, I think a lot of people, you know, didn't do is they hyper-focused on certain things. I actually took President Trump's side, because I don't find her to be very anti-Semitic, and I think that the way that he was attacked as if it's all his fault, this anti-Semitism. Again, you can find anybody to be against anything in this world. It doesn't matter what this guy says. The people on the left will always go after him. He and Mike Pence could stand watch in front of Jewish centers with rifles to protect them, and it wouldn't be enough for certain people. So at some point in time, I sat there and laughed, and I said, I want somebody to prove to me where he's anti-Semitic. I'll be waiting for your phone call. Nobody could give me any real. They would call and give these kind of fake things. Well, people who are white nationals support him. Again, that's not Trump. That's not Trump. That was something else. But it was much to do, I think, about nothing. And that's what we do with this president. We hyper-focus, and then we explode with anger over little things and blame it all on him.
Well, welcome to the world of Some Conversation Radio, Much Ado About Nothing. Where are you, by the way, when it came to the election and who you supported on the air? Did you actively support any one candidate?
Nope. Nope, I didn't actively support any candidate. I said Trump was the most interesting. I like interesting. You know, this is what I do for a living. And every one of these people that are talking heads, mm-hmm. like on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, all the news writers across the country and all their various publications, their greatest gift they'll ever get was this guy. They have 4 years of fun. Hillary would have killed their business. Look at Colbert and Maddow. Their ratings are through the roof for the first time in years.
If you look at the ratings in general from last fall through January, if you look at the actual ratings of the radio stations that are doing news talk, they are substantially up over the course of the last year from where they were the year before, and most people are crediting Donald Trump and the surrounding conversation. He sucks all the air out of the room. And so in that circumstance, he's good for the political talkers. But I also think that people who are like you and I, who are not necessarily focused on all this, and I thank Victoria because she's a breath of fresh air. We have these conversations about all kinds of other things that people are interested in. I think sooner or later people will tire of this.
Yeah.
And in a way, sort of what you just said, all of the people who are taking shots at this guy, I mean, is he going to be the best president we ever had? That remains to be seen. I'm not sure that will be the case, but I think he's got a lot of good ideas, interesting ideas, and you got to give him a chance. And that's the problem with people who want to drown out those who they don't agree with. They yell and scream, and they get a lot of time and they get a lot of space in print, and I'm not sure that they all deserve it. We continue here, 28 past the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registration.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Still filling out your Oscar ballot, are you? Come to the right place. This program is all about the Oscars. No, but next week, I bet, on the countdown, we'll talk about the results of the Oscars. That's a weekend phenom, and so there'll be a lot of room for questions and answers. Do we have enough Muslim actors? Last year, we had enough black actors, we don't have enough stars, and this year it'll be whether enough Muslims or some other thing. Maybe, I'm being facetious to a point, but I find that we here who do this for a living, this, by the way, is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, presented by many of the actors and stars who are a part of my various and sundry programs, Good Day Show, DJV, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Victoria Keeling here. Where did the Keeling come from? is here. Chad Benson, a good radio personality from California, who does a national afternoon radio program, heard on a lot of the same stations that carry my program, courtesy of Radio America. So he's here. I'd like to invite various hosts when we have the opportunity to come on the program and talk about what their experiences are. And I wonder, Chad, how you deal with ethnic issues when things come up that are controversial. We were talking about the cemetery, but there's the whole business of how to handle transgender bathroom issues, and that's part of this week's Cowdown. How do you handle that on the air on your program?
You know what? I perfect example is how we handled it yesterday. I came out and said, look, let's be completely honest. You are a family of four living in, you know, Ohio. You're working three jobs between you and your wife or your husband, and you are busting your butt trying to do stuff that is going to keep, you know, the lights on, a roof over your head, and food on the table. The transgender bathroom issue rates very low on the scale of what's important in your life.
Yeah.
And while it may be important to some people out there, it is, in the overall scheme of things, when you look at how it affects people comparatively, because most people are going to these town halls, they're upset because they're worried about their health care, they're worried about having a job tomorrow and keeping food on their table. Again, transgender bathrooms way down there. And we tackle it head on. I'm very honest about stuff. You know, I think a lot of what the right screams about is going to happen inside of a bathroom because of somebody dressing up like a woman.
What do they say is going to happen? What's going to happen in the bathroom?
That's what I keep saying. I said, look at the numbers. Nothing happens inside the bathroom. You guys think something is going to happen inside the bathroom.
Right.
Who thinks
that?
Happens.
What kind of a pervert in and of him or herself thinks something like that is? This is,
that's,
you are
their
so
argument,
right.
Though, Doug. That's
say
the,
again, Victoria.
That's their whole argument, though. That's what they're all saying. That they have to protect the children from that. That's what,
from what?
That's the entire argument. From someone
from,
like Chad just said, someone dressing up and saying, "Well, I identify as a woman, so I'm going to go in. I'm a man, but I'm going to go into the women's bathroom and molest little girls." That's literally their entire argument.
Great.
Yeah,
and it's not a good argument. I'm sorry.
It's not at all.
Don't point out that way. And no matter what anybody says, look, if somebody's a pervert and a freak and they want to take a look at something or they want to do, they're going to do it anyway.
No,
they don't need a law to do that.
This is the kind of stuff, you hit the nail on the head when you said it's made up controversy. This is good theater, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, for some who are not that smart and can't come up with good conversation about real issues, so they make it, maybe they find it entertaining. I don't. I find it annoying, frankly, to spend as much time. I don't spend any time on it, or if I, 1 second, maybe out of a million, Victoria, we might spend on something like this, but it just is, it's so phony. It's so transparent. What
you
the real...
said trans. Look at the way you work that
in.
Yeah,
I know. Is it great? I'm very clever that way.
But it takes away from the reality of the world of what everybody else is struggling from. And the real fact is there are bigger problems in the world than whether or not somebody who used to be called Sam, now called Sally, can get in or out of a bathroom. Why we should protect their rights and they're human beings, and I understand that completely. I'm looking at a picture of what affects 350 million people as what affects 116,000.
Yeah.
But, you know, though, the family that you were describing, you know, the mom and dad both have jobs and three kids or whatever. Well, if one of their children is trans, then it is a very big issue. And I think that it's easy to say, well, it doesn't affect 350 million people. Well, there are a lot of types of cancer that only affect, you know, one in a million people, too. But we should we have to address that as well. I mean, I have trans friends who this is a big issue for them. And I don't think that we can just say, well, it's not as important as something else. It is important.
All right. Let's understand what we mean when we say important in terms of the fate of the world or it is a very important thing for these people. You are 100% correct. It's very important for them. But again, it's size. And then instead of really doing it service, we do a disservice because we warp the thinking of people and don't pay. I mean, I think kind of this week I was interested in what Donald Trump said about this, but more to the point when Caitlyn Jenner said something about him and he was on the wrong side of this issue, that became sort of part of the sideshow here because Caitlyn Jenner has become a sideshow. And that just, you know, and that's not disrespectful. It just is. The whole thing, whether it was done because she thinks she can make $300 million over the rest of her life by having done this,
Wait, what? I'm confused.
there are Caitlyn Jenner. What apparently Bruce Jenner told his former wife.
Told Caitlyn.
Yeah, Caitlyn. Well, no. What was the wife's name?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner told Caitlyn Jenner we can make $300 million.
Kris Jenner is his ex-wife.
Kris Jenner. Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently part of the conversation as he was trying to figure out whether to do this or not was that he had worked this over with his agent and thought that there was a lot of money to be made if he did the trans thing. And so that's true. I mean, is that something else that somebody made up for Page Six? Who knows?
I don't know.
There are people who do stuff like that. There are crazy people
sure.
who do things.
Milo's that, made a whole career out of stuff.
Right.
Like that.
He's another nut bird. Yes. Yep. Right. Exactly.
But you know what? You were right early. It is important to people. And again, I've been the one that says, look, I don't care what anybody on the right says. I've looked at the numbers. I've looked at everything. The stuff that you scream about, that you're worried about, isn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that we'll spend 25 minutes talking about it on certain shows to
right.
discuss this.
Well,
while at the same time, there are real issues out there that affect, even though you may be trans, you also live in a world where you need medical health care that you can afford and you have to have a job. So that also affects you.
Do you know
so
one of the,
those are the things.
One of the other things that will never happen that people have taken issue with Trump is Roe v. Wade. That will never, ever, ever be overturned.
People
no
also said
who.
He would never get elected. People are saying he's never going to get reelected.
Who said
he might
that?
Get reelected. The whole world thought Donald
yeah.
Trump would never get elected. No one thought he was going to win.
I'm telling you.
He didn't think he was going to win.
This will never happen.
I hope you're right, Doug.
You know, it's never going to get overturned.
Never.
Nobody, even on the GOP side, wants to wander into that.
They don't dare mess
the
with
one.
That anymore. They mess with Social Security. They don't. Even if they had the idea, they don't have the balsam to do
but,
it.
But you know what else is also there too? It is also a talking point for them. It's a rallying cry. And if you take away that rallying cry, then they're okay. You've done the service I've asked you to do. I don't need you anymore. They want to be needed. We need somebody to fight for this. Nobody is going to overturn this. They're going to now. A state may try it. A state may try it. But I just think the truth is, it's not going to be overturned. And the Republicans like it the way it is, partly because it makes them important, and these people love to be needed.
Right. I want to be wanted, et cetera, et cetera. You ever sing on your program?
I sing all the time.
Do you?
Don't say that, Chad. No, we're trying to get him to stop.
We rock it. You have no idea. Our music is sweet. We have so, like, we have Milli Vanilli Mondays. We have all kinds of stuff that we do.
Trump
we
Tuesday.
Love it. You name it. We do it. We're a fun, frivolity show.
Good for you. Chad Benson is here with Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen overviewing the countdown issues of the week for you at 44 past the hour.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and, most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
47 after the hour. So the big story this week, something that didn't make it into the top 10, Chad Benson is here with Victoria Keelan. We work our way through the issues of the week. There was a real problem on the internet with nudity and sexual content because of this viral stream of a giraffe giving birth. It was pulled from the internet so the giraffe could change out of its birthday suit and not offend so many people. I wanted you to be the first to know that in case you haven't talked about it on your program and give you some fodder for the program later on.
Yes, okay? we joked a bit about the fact that now we can't even have animal nudity. Do you remember when National Geographic was like a big thing because you couldn't get a hold of like adult nudie magazines, but you could see boobies and stuff like that? Now we can't even do that. Really? We can't even see a giraffe get birth?
We have become a bunch of prudes. We have become a bunch of wimps. We are not who we used to be. And part of it is because of the impact of social media and all the devices. How much let me do a little probing here with you. Chad Benson does a radio program that's heard around the country in the afternoons and the evening. A lot of radio stations that carry this program. How much do you depend on or how much do you refer to social media? Like, do you get people to hit pound 33 and call you, or do you have people commenting on Twitter and Facebook about the things that you're talking about? Do you feel like you need to go down that road?
Yeah, you know what? Social media is a big part of what we do, but you know, I use it as a conduit, and because a lot of times, especially now, I don't, you know, I do my show by myself with very little, you know, input, nowadays a younger generation, they don't want to sit on the phone for 35 minutes and for somebody to take a phone call. And we go through 15 or 20 stories in a day. So we use a lot of our social media for people to comment on things that they wouldn't normally call in on. But they'll throw a comment out there, and that's Twitter and that's Facebook. That's Instagram if we do some of the stuff there. So, I mean, that to me is important. We have them text the show. We get a lot of text messages comparatively to a lot of calls because we do move so fast through things. You know, but we overdo it. You're right. The wussification of America has happened. We are neutering boys. I have a 6.5-year-old son who I worry for, not because I think the world's going to hell in a handbasket, but because I worry to the fact that they're making him so sensitive that he's going to end up, you know,
Everything's incorrect.
Wait. What possibly could go wrong, though, about having teaching guys to be sensitive? There's nothing wrong with that. That's what women want anyway. That's what we've always wanted.
You're wrong there. You're absolutely wrong there. Women.
I don't know what women want.
No. You know what? Women. You think
shame
women
on you,
want
Victoria.
That? No. Women want guys to be sensitive and have an understanding of something, but they don't want them to stop being men. Right.
Well, but how is he stopped? In what way is he not going to be a man?
Oh, let me tell you something. Some of the things, like, here's a perfect example. Doug, when you and I were younger and we used to play, like, cowboys and Indians at school, did you ever worry about the fact that you're going to be dragged in somewhere? That you should play Native Americans and cowboys are bad? Or
no.
If you talk to a girl...
I just got out my gun and shot whoever was in
the... See, now, to me, that has nothing to do with his gender at all.
All right. Time's up. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Benson, a round of applause for him being here, overviewing what's going on just in time, 50 minutes past the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The case with John Wayne movies in the 60s especially, he would find popular singers and stars from other venues and put them in his movies. Thus was the case with Glenn Campbell, who was an interesting foil. This was actually the first movie that Glenn Campbell was ever in.
And
he was quite good at it, actually. We're talking about True Grit, which was released in 1969, and for which John Wayne won the Oscar in 1970 for Best Male Actor.
I was very clever and witty that night, the envy of even Bob Hope. But tonight I don't feel very clever, very witty. I feel very grateful, very humble. And all thanks to many, many people. I want to thank the members of the Academy. To all you people who are watching on television, thank you for taking such a warm interest in our glorious industry. Good night.
All right, so, Kara, the challenge is to find the rat writ that came from that movie that we used. Remember that? From True Grit, he's drunk in where he sleeps in that little shack, and there's a rat. Remember that from that, Chucker, from that?
Sure. You know, and that was the, you know, that film, two actors, John Wayne and then Jeff Bridges in the remake, both won the Oscar for Best Actor for the same role. Yeah.
All right, listen.
And you know, going back, when you listen to that clip, I mean, it's a great clip. And, you know, the Oscars used to be a really iconic collective experience for the whole country to sit and watch. Probably 100 million people, 120 million people used to watch the Oscars. I don't know, we're down to probably about 35, 40 million. I'm looking forward to it, but it doesn't feel the same as it used
we'll
to
watch it.
20 years, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't, because the people are not the same. The actors aren't as good. Hosts aren't as good. I think the host of that night was Bob Hope, as a matter of fact, for the Oscars.
It was, yeah. He mentioned Bob Hope.
Yeah. All right. So, Carrie, you got
the... But even other networks are not scared of the telecast, because the AMC is going to air the original episode of The Walking Dead opposite it, so they're not scared of people, of their ratings going down, which is interesting.
Listen, Chugger.
Yeah, good.
Mr. Rat, I have a writ here that says you're to stop eating Chenley's cornmeal forthwith. Now, it's a rat writ, writ for a rat, and this is lawful service of Zane. See? Doesn't pay any attention to me.
And that rat... Yeah. I was told that was one take. He was supposed to be drunk, and he was pretty good at playing those because he was pretty good at imbibing and coming out of it. But that was a one take. And he really, that was one of the things from that movie. But so many other lines that you can remember from him. I was always a big fan of John Wayne, even though I don't today like all the violence.
Oh, his fan base back in the day was amazing. But as we said on the show before, would he be a working actor now in 2017? I have my doubts. I don't know. I don't think he would fit into the landscape of the way the country is. I mean, I think that's successful actors, actresses fit into generational to some extent.
Yeah. All right, but do you want to take a shot? And why don't you tell us what's at the movies this weekend? Then who you think some of the winners are going to be? What's out this?
Yeah, two new movies open nationwide. One's called Get Out, a horror thriller that's getting great reviews, 100% on RottenTomatoes.com, and this other movie, Collide, which is a sci-fi thriller with Anthony Hopkins, Ben Kingsley, Nicholas Hoult, sort of came out
What's
of nowhere.
About?
Get Out.
Yeah.
I it's about some guy who steals money, and then these high tech villains go after him throughout the whole film. I only saw the trailer recently, so I don't know too much.
It's a sci-fi thing, like creepy crawly creatures, or
no? I think it's more of a thriller.
Yeah,
but I think it has sci-fi elements.
All right, what picture wins? What's the best?
I'm gonna say La La Land will win the Oscar for best picture, but only because the trend has gone that way. But I do believe it has the possibility to be upset, and if it does get upset, I think Hidden Figures will win the Oscar for.
What about best actor?
I'm going to go with Denzel Washington in a close race between him and Casey Affleck. Actress, I like to see Natalie Portman win for Jacket, though she was really good. But I think Emma Stone will wind up winning for La La Land. And I sort of hope so, also, because I like her a lot.
I think Portman was much better at playing the role than Emma Stone. I think Emma Stone is very plastic. Frankly, I didn't.
Is it a difficult role, even?
What,
I mean,
La La Land
singing?
Thing?
Yeah.
You gotta sing, that's about it.
Yeah, but
all right, let's see.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.